In this problem, we want to consider an electron scattering experiment that has an intense reflected electron beam at an angle of phi equal 32 degrees for a crystal that has an inner atomic distance of 0.23 nanometers. We want to find the lattice spacing of the planes responsible for the scattering, and then assuming that the diffraction is first order, what are the wavelength, the momentum, the kinetic energy, and the total energy of the incident electrons, not the reflected ones, but the incident ones. All right, well, let's draw this. This is a, you know, could be a little bit complex experiment here. So say we have a crystal, we have incident electron beam coming in and gets reflected, say, out here. And this angle is what we call phi. Okay, and in the problem we had phi is equal to 32 degrees. Now d is the interatomic distance. Is the distance between the atoms, and that was given to us as 0.23 nanometers. So if these are the atoms in the crystal, d is the distance between those atoms. Now this is, say, a line where the crystal planes are, and if we, this is now going to be the perpendicular line. This was the angle, I think we call it alpha in the text, and this is the angle alpha. So phi, I think, is equal to 2 alpha. And then d is the lattice spacing. Little d is the lattice spacing. Okay, so that's the geometry of what we have. Now let's see what we want to find. Okay, first of all, we want to find the lattice spacing of the scattering planes, say. This is the planes along which the atoms will be. And then we want to find the wavelength of the incident electron. We want to find the momentum of the incident electron. We want to find the kinetic energy of the incident electron. And we want to find the total energy of the incident electron. Okay, well, we worked out all these equations, or we can find all these equations in the text. So if you look into the text, you find that little d is equal to d times the sine of alpha. But since 2 alpha is equal to phi, this is equal to d times the sine of phi over 2. So it's equal to 0.23 nanometers times the sine of 16 degrees. And I worked that out. I got 0.063 nanometers. Okay, B. I'll start over here because I may need all the space. The wavelength, lambda, from the geometry is d times sine of phi over n, where n is the order of diffraction, which in our case is going to be 1. N is equal to 1. So it's just going to be equal to d sine phi. So this is 0.23 nanometers times the sine now of 32 degrees. And I got 0.122 nanometers when I multiplied those together. Okay, next we want to know the momentum. Well, from the de Broglie wave relation, we know that P is equal to H over lambda. Let me write that as HC over lambda C. I just multiply the numerator and denominator by C because we have this really cool equation that says that for HC over lambda, and it's 1240 electron volts times nanometers. We can write HC that way, and then we write lambda is 0.1. We just calculated lambda, the wavelength, 0.122 nanometers times C. Okay, so the nanometers cancel out, so we're going to end up with an equation electron volts over C. When I divide this in here, I'm going to get a large number, so I'm going to change that to kilovolts and leave this as 10.2 kilovolts, and I still have the C. That's a perfectly good unit for momentum, energy divided by C. Okay, now D. Well, we know the kinetic energy is going to equal the total energy minus the rest energy. E sub 0 is the rest energy now. But we don't know the kinetic energy or the total energy. But we can find the total energy, E sub t, because E sub t squared is equal to p squared c squared plus E sub 0 squared. From relativity, we learned that. Okay, we just found what p was, so now see I can multiply the p times the c, so the c there is going to cancel out. So when I do that, I get 10.2 kilovolts, and I have that squared, notice the c cancels out, plus the rest energy of electron, which is 511 kilovolts. And if I square that and add it to that and take the square root and take it out to many significant figures, I get 511.102 kilovolt. So now I know what the total energy is, and now I can find the kinetic energy by subtracting off the rest energy. So it's 511.102 kilovolts minus 511 kilovolts, so it's 0.102 kilovolts or 102 electron volts. Now, if I'd written out the mass of the electron to six significant figures, this would have changed, and this would have changed. But the difference here, and then I would have had to put the rest energy there. So it actually turns out that this is fine. This is still going to give me the difference, which is the kinetic energy. So we found D, the kinetic energy, here, and we have E, part E, which is the total energy. We've calculated that here. You might want to think about the fact that I didn't write this out to significant figures. It really would make very little difference in the answer here, because I was consistent in using it here and in there, so the difference is still going to be okay.